Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A Boston area star in the financial world could soon be in charge of the nation's largest bank. Brian Moynihan lives in Wellesley and currently runs Bank of America's consumer banking division. The 50-year-old is a leading candidate to take over the reins at B of A when CEO Ken Lewis resigns by the end of this year. An announcement on Lewis's successor could come as early as this weekend. WBUR business and technology reporter Kurt Nickisch has this profile of Moynihan.
Before you think this is hometown cheerleading about a local boy done good, you should know that Brian Moynihan actually grew up in Ohio and went to law school at Notre Dame. But the man who could take over the most prominent banking job in the country launched his impressive career in New England. He started at a Providence law firm where Jim Skeffington still works.
Brian was a fellow who gave no quarter.
Skeffington remembers the tireless young associate who had incredible energy to work long hours.
While he practiced law, he also played rugby on the side, and sometimes he'd come into the office in the morning, he'd have a black eye or a cut over his eye or a wounded arm or something, and it never bothered him.
What made the biggest mark, Skeffington says, was Moynihan's analytical mind. It's something that a client noticed, too. The law firm did work for Fleet Financial, and the bank hired Moynihan away. There was a lot going on at Fleet. Moynihan made a name for himself by helping it grow rapidly through mergers and industry innovations. Bank of America bought Fleet Boston in 2004. Moynihan became one of several local bankers to climb quickly through the ranks. Bob Gallery is the Massachusetts director for Bank of America. He says Moynihan excelled with great management skills.
You're much more prone to see Brian with his sleeves rolled up and his tie undone in there, working with his team, trying to figure out exactly what to do in a given situation.
Over the years, Moynihan headed some of the premier operations for Bank of America. Stefan Selig worked for him as Moynihan ran the company's investment business in New York.
You know, a lot of people obviously work in their comfort zone. I think Brian is the exact opposite, which is I think he relishes the opportunity to take on new challenges and be more expansive.
Moynihan also helped Bank of America expand into the national giant it is today, but that could also count against him. John Carasone runs the Bank Analysis Center in Hartford. He says the question facing the CEO search committee is whether Moynihan is the right person to lead the company today. The financial crisis has hurt Bank of America. The bank owes TARP money to the federal government. Its pricey purchase of investment bank Merrill Lynch has been controversial. Carasone says Moynihan would be taking over the company amid intense shareholder and regulator scrutiny.
Been around the company for a long enough time so that he can justifiably take a bow for some of the company's accomplishments and also, you know, has to acknowledge responsibility for some of the company's overreaching in some of their acquisitions and the prices paid for them. His aggressiveness, you know, cuts both ways.
It's clear that Moynihan has been thinking hard about leadership at the highest level. Here he is in a talk to business school students at Pepperdine University this month.
One of the things I learned from other CEOs, and as you get more senior, is you spend more and more time listening and less time talking and doing. And I've had to develop it because I'm one of eight kids, and you spoke fast and you spoke a lot because the next person was going to come in and speak over top of you. And so to learn how to be that patient is taking a lot of work.
It may soon become clear whether Moynihan will need to be more patient or whether the Boston area banker emerges from the scrum to become the next CEO of Bank of America. For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.